I'm the 2000 man. And tonight's show is a little bit out of the ordinary, but just a little. I call it Dark Valentine. You know, Valentine's Day was 2 days ago, and for a lot of people, it was a day of joy, romance, flowers, candy, love, but not for everybody. There were some of us out there who didn't have a sweetie to indulge ourselves with on Valentine's Day. Some of us aren't in love. Some of us have had our hearts broken. You know, it's a funny phenomenon, but a lot of people, a lot of couples break up just before Valentine's Day. It's sort of like firing people just before Christmas. You know, it's the same kind of mentality. It's really sick. But I know there were a few broken hearts walking around on this campus and in this town and in this state and in New England. And it wasn't because of the ice storm. It was because of Valentine's Day. And for all you people, I'm going to dedicate my show tonight to you. This is the Dark Valentine Show on WSCS with the 2000 Man. Yes, it is I. It is I, the 2000 man. Back to music, okay?
To talk to my baby, I said, no, 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 baby, please don't cry. No, 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 baby, please. All of the leaves come down every time babies cry. All of the leaves come down. Start to sing every time babies dream. All of the birds start to sing.
Hi, this is John. I'm not in right now. Please leave a message at the sound of the beep.
Hi. Why don't you call me when you come in, okay? I'll talk to you later. Bye. Hi, it's me. I had to go out for a while, and I forgot to turn my machine on, so I was thinking that maybe you called, and I guess you're not home yet. Why don't you just call me? I'll be up, okay? I'm not going to bed for a while. And I'd really like to talk to you, okay? Okay, bye. Hi, it's me. I guess you're not back yet, so, well, why don't I just call you later, okay? Because I have to go out for a while. Okay? Okay, bye. Hi, it's me. I just got back. I had to walk the dog. God, you're still not in. I don't know. I'm not very tired, and I really feel like... Are you there? Are you there? Are you sitting and listening to this? Are you listening to this? I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's going on. Are you listening to me?
Just bow.
I just want to talk, okay? So I'm home now. And I don't think I'm going to go to sleep for quite a while, okay? So you just call me whatever time it is because I'm not going to sleep tonight. So you just call me. I think you owe me that. Okay, bye. Hi. If you're out, I know who you're with. And if you're home and you're not picking up, you're either sitting there listening to this or you've got the sound turned down and you're in bed with her. I just want you to know that I really understand you, and I'm the only person who understands you, and nobody else is going to ever love you the way I love you, and you know that, and it just scares you to death. And I've seen the happiness in your eyes when we're together, and I know that it just frightens you, and I know you don't feel you deserve it, but you do deserve it. You do deserve it. And you've just been so messed up in your head that you just can't handle it. I don't care about the other women. I understand it. I know what that is. You know, I went through periods like that, but then, you know, I began to realize that all that didn't mean anything, that my ego, it didn't mean anything if nobody really cared. And you know, I know what it's like not to be able to accept somebody's love, but that's all there is. You know, you've got to accept that your life can't work without real love in it. And I don't mean, like, conquest and ego and notches on your belt. You know, that's really not what you're about. I know you better than that. I've looked into you, and I know you. And I know, like, people say I'm too overwhelming, but you know, what's the point of loving if it's not, like, overwhelming? You know, and I'm just overwhelmed, and I can't give this feeling up, and it's too precious. It just will never come again, you know? It's never going to come again. You cannot go on in the kind of life you've had before, this trivial, stupid life, you know, of vanity and ego. And you can't do that to yourself. You're better than that, and you deserve more, and you just don't think you do. And it doesn't matter if you're losing your job and if everything is falling apart. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you don't have any money. Those things are not important to me. You'll find another place to live. You can live with me. I don't care. You know, there's room here. You know, I wouldn't even make any demands. I mean, I just, you know, just to have you around would be enough. And I know that I'd really be saving you and saving me and saving us in the end. Because really, you know, what else is there? If we have love, then we have everything. And I love you so much. Dum dum dum.
There goes my heart. There. so far apart, but only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely.
WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Charge.
You're listening to the 2000 Man, and we're in the middle of Dark Valentine.
You know how it used to feel with us before you started to turn away from me. We can go back there, and it can be good for us again. And you can stay here, and I'll take care of you. And you know I've got plenty of money right now, and you know I just can't bear to go on with my life without you. My life has no meaning, and I know that your life has no meaning without me. I just know it. I know it deep down. I know, even though you can't accept it. If you continue to treat me like this, I'm just warning you that I may not be here when you come back. I went to a small dinner party tonight, and it was all couples, except for me, and I looked at these people, and, you know, they thought they were happy, but they were so trivial compared to us, and I just knew that you were the only person for me, and there was a guy there, and he was with his wife, and he kept pushing up against my leg under the table, and I thought, oh, God, it's all so petty and so sordid with these people, and I just hated them, and I just longed for what we had, and I couldn't wait to get out of there. I told them I was feeling sick, and I came home early, and I just missed you so much, because it's never been like that with anybody, and I know you feel the same. And I mean, I look at these other people, and they just never even knew what we had. I mean, even the people who think they're happy, they're all just clawing and looking over their shoulders at other people, and I never felt that way with you, and I know you're scared. I mean, it's very scary. What we have is so immense, and I'm so alone without you. You know, I see
me to give up the hand of the girl I love. You tell me I'm not the man she's worthy of. But who are you to tell her who to love? That's up to her. Yes, and the Lord above. You better move on. Well, I'm